The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you back to the Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines, the Iowa Events Center, and Class 3A State Tournament Basketball as we get ready for what should be a whale of a contest, as it'll be the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier going up against the Spirit Lake Indians with the spot in the state semifinals at stake coming your way tomorrow night. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you here. Mark sitting in for Phil Dunn. Mark, of course, the voice of Dowling Catholic football and basketball throughout the year. He'll be here tomorrow in the afternoon calling the Maroon and the Tigers and their fun get-together in Class 4A. But we got a good one in 3A to get ready for tonight in just a few minutes here between Xavier and Spirit Lake.
We certainly do, Scott. We've had a great day here. Anamosa with the win, the game they covered this morning. Anamosa winning over Des Moines Christian. And earlier tonight, Sheridan upended Solon in a fun game that we called. And then now we end with this one. Spirit Lake from Northwest Iowa taking on Cedar Rapids Xavier and the Saints and Ryan Lersman. And it should be a great matchup. Hey, how about Cedar Rapids Xavier? Boy, they've been up and down. They won 9 in a row at one point during the season before Dowling knocked them off on a Saturday afternoon. And they went on and won 11 of 12 up to that juncture. Then they lost 6 in a row, and they won 3 in a row to get here. And they come in with a six seed,
yep.
And a number 10 ranking with a record of 16-8, taking on a very fine Spirit Lake team from Northwest Iowa. And you know how that competition is. They got a ton of trophies in Class 1A and 2A from Northwest Iowa and 3A. And so a very formidable team. Great matchup to end our broadcast today.
You mentioned Xavier at 16-8 and that little hiccup that they had about two-thirds of the way through the season. They had injuries to both Matt Mims and Mitch Berger in there. Mitch Berger, by the way, after missing the last two games with coach's decision, is going to be in uniform, is going to play tonight, will not start, but will come in early. And that is good news. Anytime you can add 16.6 points into the lineup, Xavier got here without him, and they will now try to advance with him.
Well, it makes a big difference when you have one of your leading scorers in there, but the young men have stepped up. You mentioned Mims being injured, but Max Tekau averaging 14 points, 6.5 rebounds. I can look to him in the post, and others have to step up, and I think tonight Jackson Jones for Xavier might be the guy to do that. Number 14, as he's the type of guy, type of kid that maybe can bring that added, because a lot of times the leading scorers kind of neutralize each other. They're going to step up, but it's that third or fourth guy that may have to step up, and for the Saints, I think it'll be Jones.
Jackson Jones, a good outside shooter, certainly, and they're going to need his outside presence. You mentioned Max Tekau, leading Xavier in scoring at 14 points, leading Xavier with just about 7 rebounds a game for the talented 6'7 junior. Xavier up front, 6'7, 6'7, and 6'5 with Tekau, Ryan Stolkin, and Jackson Jones. And they're going to need it tonight because they're going to go up against one of the state's best, one of the leading candidates for Mr. Iowa basketball. He'll play for Fran McCaffrey next year. And that is Ryan Kreener, the 6'10 senior, averaging a double-double, 22.5 points, 12 rebounds a game. But he's not the only cog on the Spirit Lake team. We saw Billy Brown at the Unidome and the boys in the state football championships when they put on a show along with Mount Vernon. And he can get up and down the court as well. He's going to be going to North Dakota. In fact, going to be playing with Mr. McDermott, who graduated from Xavier last year up there for what formerly were known as the Fighting Sioux.
Yeah, well, my nephew, Pat Mitchell from Dowling, just completed his career up there a couple years ago. And B.J. Jones is the head coach, and they do a great job. Matter of fact, Horner kid is
Jeff Horner
is the assistant coach. He left Valley to go up there, so well recruited, and they got a hold of Billy Brown, so that's going to help them out. But Billy is a 1-2 punch, Billy Brown and Kreener for Spirit Lake, and Xavier's going to have their hands full. But you know what, go back to strength of schedule. We talked about that earlier today, Scott, with the other matchups. I think Xavier's conference, and they play in a very salty conference, that might help them a little bit, but certainly a big matchup with Spirit Lake and Kreener and in Brown.
Billy Brown averaging 22 points a game, and then you got the quarterback on the football team, Logan Backus, in there averaging about 6 points a game, and they will go deep off the bench as well, probably a lot deeper than Xavier will. The Saints basically played six, maybe seven. They'll probably go seven deep tonight with Mitchell Berger back in the lineup here this evening. We're coming away from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, Iowa. And our high school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers and everybody at First Federal for helping out. We're going to take a quick one-minute break, come back, and have the starting lineups and the opening tip right after this as you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. And a terrific job with the national anthem. A group from Greene County High School performing that here this evening with our national anthem. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Xavier and Spirit Lake getting set to go at it. Spirit Lake, Mark, it's been a little while since they've been here.
Another team?
1942 was the last time the Indians made it down to Des Moines.
Well, we saw this with the last game with Sheridan, and earlier today Anamosa had long droughts not being here and playing well. So congratulations to Spirit Lake, and, you know, they're coming from a very salty area. You can say what you want. Northwest Iowa, very well respected. I live in central Iowa. Scott, you're from eastern Iowa, and you've got to respect Northwest Iowa. MLC Floyd Valley, Western Christian of Hall, Unity Christian of Orange City. All those schools up there, Rock Valley, I mean, these are teams that have a lot of tradition. And Spirit Lake, this year, getting a nice run on the boys' side, and they come in with a 21-3 record. You look at their losses this year, they got twice by Western Christian Hall, a very traditional team playing in Class 2A.
In the semifinals.
And then the losing by 9 points to your Kennedy Cougars from Cedar Rapids in Game 2 of the season. So only that's been their three losses, 2-1 team, and that's Western Christian.
Yeah, and they finished second in the Lakes Conference to the aforementioned Western Christian team, and they are making their first appearance since 1942. And Spirit Lake got here by wins over Estherville, Lincoln Central, Storm Lake, and a sub-state win over Webster City. And for Xavier, they got here via victories over Williamsburg, Clear Creek, Amana, and the sub-state win a week ago, Monday night, against Mount Pleasant, 64-47. Dave Smith is the coach at Spirit Lake, and interestingly enough, he's also the superintendent of schools up there for the Indians, so he can call off school if he wants to and bring a lot of people down here.
And who says he hasn't? He may have to go through his principal, but I'm sure that's just a procedural thing. But, yeah, you don't see the superintendent being the head coach very often, and congratulations to him and leading the Spirit Lake team. Boy, he's got some dandies. We're going to look forward to calling this game. You mentioned Billy Brown and the Kreener kid. That's exciting. Both of them average over 22 points on the year, and 12 rebounds for Kreener, 6.5 for Billy Brown. They're going to be fun to watch, and be interested to see how Xavier and Coach Lernersman defends that tonight here at the big floor, 94-foot floor. Depends how, will he change defenses, will he front him, behind him, you know, be interested to see different defenses we see tonight, Scott.
It will be, and talking with Ryan Lersman, the head coach, second straight year bringing a Xavier team down here. The Saints got third place last year. They fell in the All-MVC semifinal to Dubuque Wallert last year before beating Williamsburg in the consolation game. He said they're going to go man-to-man. They're going to start off with, they looked at some of the film with Spirit Lake and the games they had trouble in, and said the teams went toe-to-toe with them. Now, those teams had height. Xavier's got height. But you're also going to see Louis mix in a little 2-3 zone, and from what he learned from Tom Davis, the little point drop 1-2-2 zone. you can leave Iowa, but you can't leave the Hawkeyes system out of you when you leave Iowa City.
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, one thing I would ask Coach Lersman is, what team does he remind you of of the conference schools that he's played this year, and that's something that you kind of want to put in your back pocket and see how you match up with a team like maybe someone you faced this year. Maybe it wasn't in your conference, but something that will resemble a Spirit Lake team that they're facing tonight.
He said they kind of remind him of City High a little bit with a good, really good point guard and a big, tall 6'9 center. So he said that's kind of what the preparation they worked on as far as getting ready for this one. They looked a little bit of what they did against City High.
Well, Coach Showalter did a great job this year, and that was a great face-off. I remember we were waiting for that score to come in on that final night of substate back on Tuesday, March 1st, all the boys' substates. And, of course, you guys had the call. The last game of Class 4A was City High and Iowa City West, one of them punching their ticket. And everybody's going to get seated after that. And Coach Showalter did a good job. It'll be interesting to see how close it is, because you've seen City High. I haven't this year, but you've seen City High. We'll see if the Spirit Lake team kind of reminds you of City High like it did of course, Luersman on tape.
Yeah, and City High and Xavier, of course, shared the Mississippi Division Championship of the MVC. Probably it was not the stronger of the two sides this year, but still it is a division championship for the Xavier Saints. They held that along with Don Showalter and City High. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups here tonight. They're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. And for the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier, 16-8. They come in seated 6th, rated 10th in Class 3A, and the co-champions of the Mississippi Valley Conference Mississippi Division. For Xavier, they will go with, at a forward, number 14, Jackson Jones, the 6'5 sophomore. Terrific three-point shooter with 43 makes on the year, averaging just under 10 a game. Also at a forward, it'll be number 32, Max Tekau. Tekau, a 6'7 junior, leading Xavier in scoring right at 14 even a game, leading rebounder as well with 6.7. I should say leading scorer in the starting lineup for Xavier. At center, it'll be Ryan Stulkin, the 6'7 senior. Stulkin at 6.5 points, 5.2 boards a game. And the guards will be Matt Mims at the point, the 5'11 sophomore, coming off a terrific all-conference season, 12.5 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists a game. And Nolan Petkowski, good shooter, good defender, 6'1 and a junior, averaging 5.5 points per game. The head coach for the Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier is Ryan Luersman. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Spirit Lake Indians, 21-3 on the year, second place in the Lakes Conference out of Northwest Iowa. They are seated at number 3 and are number 3 in the state in 3A. They will go with, at a forward, number 23, Peyton Smith, 6'2 senior. Smith just over 2 points a game, but a decent three-point shooter with 15 makes on the year. Also at a forward, number 1, Logan Backus, the tremendous football quarterback, 6'4 senior, averaging 6 points per ball game. At center, the future Iowa Hawkeye is Ryan Kreener, 6'10 senior, 22.5 points and 12 rebounds a game. At guard, it'll be number 0, Billy Brown, a 6'3 senior. He's headed to North Dakota next year. He averages 22.1 points per ball game. And also in a guard, it'll be number 5, Frankie Ramos. He is a 6-foot sophomore at 5.5 points per ball game. The head coach for Spirit Lake is Dave Smith. They've got Mark Kaur here, but they've got Dave Smith on this sheet.
That's Dave Smith. Mark Kaur is the Pella coach.
That's what I thought.
I don't think coach changed. I didn't realize that. I saw it on the handouts here. But our officials tonight, Scott Main and Pete Peterson from Urbandale.
Your partner in softball.
Yeah. Peterson has to put up with me here. I'm going to bark at him a little bit.
You ought to.
Thomas McQuillan from Moscow is the third official. Steve Bebout usually is, but Steve and even Pete Peterson is going to be maybe retiring here pretty soon. We've seen those veteran crew, so we clap chance for younger guys to step up. One of the better ones is Scott Main. He'll have to carry this crew with Peterson on it tonight, in my opinion. That's just my humble opinion, Eastern Iowa.
Xavier in the navy blue uniforms with the white numbers trimmed in silver and the silver striping down the shorts, and Spirit Lake in their home white uniforms with the red numbers, red letters, trimmed in black. Spirit Lake across the front and the gray striping down the side. And we are just about set to go here from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Winner moves on to the semifinals. The late game coming up on Thursday night. This one should be fun. And both these teams like to get up and down. Spirit Lake, 74 points a game. Xavier, 64 points per ball game. Saints have played much better competition, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you know, that means a little bit. But you still got to get used to the well, got to get used to the floor. It's 94 feet. Got to get used to open space. And Spirit Lake will be going right to left as you cross your radio dial as we're sitting across the floor. Don't trip this guy. Look at him. He's out of breath already. Just ran over here. Come on, Peterson, pick it up.
It'll be Stolken and Kreener to tip it up. Great to have you with us here on KGYM 3A State Boys Basketball. And the tip in the air and controlled by Spirit Lake. And we are underway. They'll go to the bucket to our right in front of us here. Xavier will pick him up in a straight-up man-to-man. It's going to be Bukowski on Brown to start things off. Mims is going to pick up Frankie Ramos up top. Bounce to Brown. Comes off the high ball screen. Drives right. In all the way. Layup, no, but he got bumped and fouled. I think they're going to get Nolan Bukowski on the game's first foul, and that should send Spirit Lake to the free throw line.
Peyton Smith, the high ball screen on the right side, right elbow, and that gave Billy Brown an opportunity to go down the lane, went down the right side and overshot the hoop, but drew the foul.
83% from the free throw line. He's terrific. Good free throw shooting team of Spirit Lake at 73%. And got them both. Brown gets to the free throw line a lot. Mims will bring it up for the first time in this 2-0 game. Up top to Tekau. Xavier works the weave up top. Jones works it over to Bukowski. They drop it inside to Tekau. He's picked up by Kreener. That'll be a good matchup. Mims up top. He's going to have Logan Backhouse on him. They'll set it up for Mims. Little stutter dribble on the drive. In all the way. Had a shot rejected, though. Didn't really know what to do when he got in the air against Kreener.
Kreener knew what to do, and he blocked the shot.
Now slipping that time was Brown, but it comes right to Kreener, and Spirit Lake will retain possession. Smith over to the left side. They work it over in the corner, and an offensive foul going to be called on Brown.
That pushed off his elbow as he tried to go one-on-one against Bukowski, and he threw the elbow trying to turn the corner.
First foul on Brown. Now he's got to stay in there, obviously. Kreener's got to stay in.
Now both teams have a little bit of bench. Berger can come off the bench for Xavier, and Heitritter will come off the bench for Spirit Lake.
Tekau inside. Kreener bodying him up. So Xavier will reset. Jones going baseline on the drive. Cut off. Double. Man had it taken away. Good defense there by Ramos. So Xavier with their first turnover of the ball game. 2-0 lead for Spirit Lake. Bounce down low. Kreener, they triple team him. Turns into the double team. Puts it up. In and out. No good. And the rebound. Brown took it away from Tekau. Goes up. Had it blocked by Max. Gets it back. And Spirit Lake will keep possession. Good defense there by Xavier, but with three guys there, they just couldn't rebound.
Yeah, they got caught with their spacing because they triple-teamed the post.
Kreener, nice post-to-post pass for the easy layup to Logan Backhouse.
Well, no-look pass by the big guy, Kreener. Found his man in the right block, and he scored.
He averages two assists a game as well. Well,
there's one there, and it's only the first quarter.
2 minutes into it, 4-0, Spirit Lake. Mims. Over in the near side corner, up top, here's Tekau for the jumper, and he got it just inside the arc for Max Tekau.
And right over the big guy, Kreener at 6'10 at the left elbow, so a nice shot that time from Xavier.
See if Xavier pulls Kreener away from that bucket. Trying to do that anyway. 4-2, the Saints fans right behind us. Bullet pass down low to Brown, got away with a hook and got the layup to go.
Well, he didn't have the good angle on the right side, and that time he got up the fall, the ball laid on the rim.
Boy, he had the big old Eddie Horton hook there.
You recognize that.
Here's Mims taking it inside, a drive and a kick to Tekau. Cross court now to Stolken. He'll pull up from 17 and got it. That's a good sign for Xavier. Ryan Stolken's got the outside shot going.
He certainly does from right inside the key. About a foot inside the three-point line, top of the key.
6'4", Ramos top of the circle. Works it over to Backhouse. No-look pass inside to Brown. Takes it up against a double team. Left the banker short. And a rebound to Nolan Bukowski. Mims, long up-court pass. Nice look underneath, but too far under that time with Stolken. Hit the underside of the ring, and here comes Brown the other way for the Indians.
Yeah, Stolken caught the pass, and when he shot it, he hit the underside of the backboard.
Here's Kreener, the finger roll, no. Got his own rebound back up, and before the shot, Ryan Lersman wanted to travel, didn't get it. It's going to be a foul instead. I think they're going to get it on Tekau. Yep, and it will be on Max Tekau. That'll be his first and the second on Xavier.
non-shooting foul, so they say Kreener was not shooting in the act of shooting.
Jake Hitrider, 6 points off the bench into the game as Billy Brown drains a three left of the key.
A nice ball screen for Brown coming out of that inbounds play. He threw the ball in and curled around the right side, shot on the left wing.
He's got seven. Mims over to Stolken in the corner. And Xavier down here early. Up top, three, good by Tekow. And he doesn't shoot a lot of threes. That's his eighth of the year.
Again, right over Kreener from the top of the key, hits the three. Big basket for Xavier.
9-7 in favor of Spirit Lake. Now Xavier's going to go a little zone, a 2-3. Hook pass to Kreener, drives in, offensive foul. That was an easy call.
He put his head down, he put his arm down, and went off tackle there that time, did Kreener. And a nice job by Xavier drawing the charge.
And here comes Mitch Berger into the ball game for Xavier for the first time since the Williamsburg game, averaging 16 points per contest.
Checking out will be Bukatsky, averaging 5.5 points. So we'll see how this instant offense will shape up for Xavier.
Berger, good penetrator and a good outside shooter behind the screen. Thought about the three. Now goes baseline. Over to Stolken, and he traveled with it. Took a little hop step.
Yeah, I got the baby step before he got the ball down. And a turnover against Xavier as the Saints now have to, you know, they saw him play zone here the last possession here, Scott. And now with Berger in the lineup, to see if they would maintain that or go man.
Zach Dykstra into the game as well. He's a 6'6 junior for Spirit Lake, so they got plenty of height to go around. Dykstra works it over to Brown. Bullet pass inside. There's Berger with the steal. Berger goes crossover, drives around Brown, in all the way, and was fouled.
And it was on the pass, so it'll be out of bounds, Xavier. Oh boy, nice instant offense that time for Berger. He's tipped in the passing lane on that diagonal pass that Spirit Lake was trying to throw.
Berger's got that sixth sense.
Well, he kind of baited him. I saw him go through, and he let his man go through, and I think it was Backhouse, and he just baited him to throw it to him, and he did, and he just intercepted right before the ball got there.
Berger up top, works it over to Mims. Circles left, coming off the high ball screen, driving a kick out to Berger in the corner. Lost it going between or behind the back. Now Xavier will get it to Tekow in the high post. Back to Berger, a deep three left wing, left it short, and Dykstra with the rebound. Almost had it stolen away by Berger, but here comes Brown the other way. Brown spins into the lane, hangs, left it short on a little 8-foot pull-up. Lead pass ahead the other way. Berger on the drive, all the way down, layup, good! Count and a foul.
That was some move by Berger. He got slammed as he let the ball loose, came down hard. Basket is good, and a foul called on Spirit Lake.
Heitreiter's going to get the foul, his first, team's fourth, and this is what Mitch Berger adds.
You can see why.
Leading score at 16.6, and he's got his first three.
He brings that high voltage energy to this game.
10-9 lead. Kreener back into the ball game, along with Dykstra. So Spirit Lake's going to go pretty big here.
And 2-3 zone by Xavier.
With Jones, Stolken, and Tekow down on the block, and they're doubling Kreener wherever he goes. High-low pass, tipped by Stolken, loose, picked up by Hitrider. Back up top to Brown, turns down the shot, over to Ramos for three, and he hits.
Yeah, you pack it in, you leave the outside open, and Ramos hit the corner three from the left side.
That's his specialty, 23 on the year. Here is Tekow for three, no good, and the deep kicker is going to go out of bounds. As Tekow slams into the Spirit Lake bench, everybody's okay, and Bryce Schulte, the Xavier football quarterback, will come in.
I watched him warm up. Didn't play. Remember, we drove all the way over there. Dowling tried to play Xavier on that August night. And for some reason, it rained in Cedar Rapids. You guys got a lot of rain problems there.
I don't think so, but that was a bad night. You guys are the only ones in the state that didn't play that night.
I went all the way over there, and at 9:30, they said, no game. So we turned around and drove 2 hours home.
12-10, Schulte is 6'3", junior, with some bulk in there as well. In the corner, Brown, a ball fake, cut off against the zone. Hitrider takes it left of the circle. Now they'll reset with Ramos. 12-10, Spirit Lake. Minute 37 to play in the opening quarter. Hitrider back to Brown, high post to Kreener. Tried to lob it inside to Dykstra, who turned to go for the rebound. He thought a shot was going up.
Yeah, those two aren't on the same page. Dykstra coming off the bench, and he and Kreener at 6'10", and Dykstra at 6'6", have did that one other time, just the reverse, and they couldn't get in the same page. Greener was better off shooting it from the right elbow, if you ask me.
Schulte in the high post. Right of the key, gets over to Berger, off the clear out, behind the back dribble against Brown. Now out top to Jones for three, and he connects, and that's Jackson Jones' specialty.
Boy, they're living in that key, and that time was beyond the key for Xavier hitting those threes.
Lob pass inside, Kreener tripled, now steps back, baseline jumper, got the roll, friendly roll from 10 out.
Well, it hit the back iron, took the Scott Unax roll, rolled through the rim, and hit every part of the cylinder.
I'm going to defer to Wes Washburn now.
Nice example.
44 seconds to play. First quarter, Spirit Lake by one. Saints working the perimeter. Berger at the left point. Brown playing off of him. And Xavier might go for one here.
Possession arrow favors Xavier. They could make this a two-possession situation.
Oh,
oops.
Mims dribbled it off his foot. Turnover. And now Spirit Lake. After Xavier's third turnover, we'll go for the last shot.
Yeah, and head coach Dave Smith over there for Spirit Lake saying one shot.
Hit Ryder back out to Brown. He's off to a good early start in this one. With Berger on him, 10 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Diagonal pass, high catch by Hit Ryder. Tries to split a double team, stolen away by Mims. Mims lead pass to Berger. Pull up three, no good. At the end of the first quarter. Would have counted if it went, but came up just a little bit short. And after one, it's Spirit Lake 14 and the Xavier Saints 13. Back of the second quarter after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here at the well, Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you. 14-13 lead for Spirit Lake after the first quarter, and Xavier got a little push from Mitch Berger, little instant energy off the bench there in that first quarter of play. And Billy Brown was good for Spirit Lake in that first quarter.
Yeah, he certainly was. Spirit Lake shot 50% in the first quarter, 5 of 10, as did Xavier, shooting 5 for 10. Xavier was 2 of 5 from three-point range, 40%, and Spirit Lake 2 for 2 from three-point range, 100%. Free throws, Spirit Lake 2 for 2, Xavier 1 for 1, and it's a 7 to 2 lead in the boards for Spirit Lake. And as we enter the second quarter turnover, Spirit Lake with 5 and Xavier with 3.
Xavier basketball to start quarter number two is Mike Winker, the AD behind us here, wishing us well. Berger going behind the back with the dribble, picks it up in the corner and bounces it out to Mims. Butkowski back into the game along with Bryce Schulte and Stolkin. So Jones on the bench right now. Berger cross court, Schulte, who's been terrific down the tournament run. Butkowski takes a free throw line, kick over to Mims. Matt outside the arc, puts it on the floor. A couple crossover dribbles. Now drives, leaves it up top. Here is Stolkin, jumper for three, and he got it left of the key.
They are living at the top of the key, are the Xavier Saints, Scott Unash. That's out of all the field goals they've scored, which is five, I think three of them have come beyond, or actually four of them have come at the top of the key.
Three threes and 1-2. Ramos on the drive, penetrates, kicks it back out top. Now a bounce down low. No-look pass inside, loosened the floor, and knocked away by Mims. Lob pass ahead. Berger going one-on-one on the drive and finishes with the right hand.
Well, Mims the finish, but or Mims the steal, and Berger the finish, but Mims has come up big. He's deflected two or three balls in the paint against Spirit Lake.
J.P. Walls, 5'10", junior, into the game now for Spirit Lake. He's a good outside shooter and a backup point guard.
Saints stay in the 2-3 zone.
Really collapsing on Kreener. Also into the game as we've got a timeout called by Spirit Lake.
A 30-second timeout. He wants to get his two shooters back in. He's going to get Backhouse back in there. But they really are collapsing on the paint, as you saw. But if a diagonal pass, one pass will beat that, and they just haven't found it yet. Now they got their shooters back.
Quick reversal and to get it inside. And Xavier, to play this 2-3, you got to move quickly.
Yeah.
And you got to talk.
You do, and, you know, you're defending the big guy in the middle, Kreener. 6'10", averaging 22 points for Spirit Lake. You got to identify him. And, you know, one wingman is not going to be able to help out in the corner, and I think that's what head coach Dave Smith found. Now he's going to get his shooters back in. As Billy Brown checks back in, and they'll start getting ball reversal and one quick skip pass.
Peyton Smith in there, Ramos along with Backus, Kreener, and Browns, the starting five back in there for head coach Dave Smith. Spirit Lake down four with the basketball, 6:27 to play here in the opening half from Des Moines. No look pass inside on the right block. They shoveled over to Kreener, and Berger fouled him and kept him from the dunk. There was your way to beat it right there.
Yeah, and they went inside, but they had a nice set play called. Coach Smith did a good job with that. They ran one of the guards over in the right corner, and he was going to hit the corner three, but they opened up the inside.
Kreener, a 73% foul shooter, and the first one ricochets in and out. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here this evening. And the second free throw up and in and out again. And the rebound to Xavier. Stolken gets it. Boy, both of them rattled in and out. Berger outside the arc left wing with a stutter dribble. On the drive, had a shot blocked by Kreener out of bounds. It's not going to stop Berger, though.
Berger at 5'11", going up against Kreener at 6'10". That's the second time we've seen that matchup.
Saints will inbound to Mims. They need to get Matt going here. He'll take it up top, gets it over to Berger. No look, diagonal pass. Nice crossover dribble by Tech out. Jump pass to Bukowski. Corner three, short. That was short all the way, and the rebound to Billy Brown. Ryan Lersman said Brown gets up court from point A to point B quicker than anybody they played against this year.
And I don't doubt that. You can just see how quick he is after a change of possession. He just pushes the ball, see what he's got, and then he just holds it up for his team. 2-3 zone, and now a steal.
Berger with the steal, timed it beautifully up front, and got the layup. Couple steals for Michael or Mitchell Berger.
He anticipates so well. It's the second defensive, one of many, but at least two that's resulted in a turnover over points.
Xavier by 6, 20-14. They get it inside to Kreener. He lost it, picked back up by Brown, top of the circle. Lob pass to Smith, to Kreener inside. He'll step back, high arching jumper, back iron, no, and the rebound to Tekau. Xavier laid off in that time. Mims to Tekau. 5 minutes to play here in half number one, and Xavier up 20-14. Berger behind the screen, tries to free himself. Little shake and bake move and leaves it for Mims. Matt on the drive, a step back jumper right through from 17.
Everything going in for Xavier. They're living from the top of the key with those shots this time inside the three-point line.
53% shooting here early on, plus for the Saints. And Xavier with their biggest lead of 8. And Spirit Lake having problems with the zone. Brown driving baseline, cross-court pass, intercepted. Mims lead ahead to Berger, centers it. On the drive, got caught in traffic and threw it away for Xavier. Here comes Spirit Lake, down court, layup no, and a block on Mims underneath. Too far under the bucket that time to draw the charge.
Yeah, it certainly was. Good job by Xavier, but that time in transition, Berger lost the ball as he tried to attack the paint, and obviously waiting for him was Kreener. Remember that last time, and he tried to ditch the last minute, tried to dish it off, Scott, and ended up turning the ball over, resulting in two free throws here for Spirit Lake.
Free throw no good, and Spirit Lake is 2 out of 5 for a 73% shooting team.
Yeah, not doing well here at the well in the first half.
Logan Backus on the line for one more, trying to pull Spirit Lake within 7. It's on the way, in and out. How about
oh,
that?
Oh, my goodness. What's going on down here? 4 straight free throws missed by Spirit Lake, a 75% shooting as a team.
Xavier on a 13-3 run right now. We come up on the halfway mark. Berger goes behind the back with a dribble, leaves it up top, left of the circle for Stolkin. Now to Tech out. Hand back to Jones. Xavier going to be patient on this trip here against the Spirit Lake man-to-man. Bitkowski circles right. Goes crossover, driving a dish to the corner. Stolkin for three. Back iron, no. Rebound. Tekau went higher than Kreener, but his turnaround hit the side of the glass. He was looking for number four on the putback.
And four found him, and he got the rebound.
Here's a foul on Bitkowski as he tried to cut off Brown from turning the corner up front.
As Xavier had a good look at the basket in that last possession. Only thing different, they shot the ball from the left baseline instead of the top of the key, Scott, where they've been hitting most of their shots tonight.
Kreener stays in. Zach Dykstra comes into the Spirit Lake lineup. 3:28 to play here in the first half. They bounce it down low. Dykstra posting up. Cross-court pass to Brown with Mims on him. Goes baseline, in all the way. Cut off by the double team. Here comes Kreener. Mims tried to take the charge, now to the corner. Open three on the way, front iron no, and the rebound, and it's going to be out of bounds, and it's going to go to Xavier. A little physical underneath. We had pushes both ways.
Yeah, I thought Xavier got away with it. Jackson Jones may have pushed Kreener as he was trying to save the ball, and that was a no call. Nonetheless, it'll be Xavier basketball with 3 minutes remaining here in the first half, leading by eight.
Well, again, this is a crew that does a lot of 4A. They'll let them play a little more. And a double team, and Mims had it stolen away. On the drive, and a foul called on the block as Hitrider went coast to coast.
Yeah, it's a good foul. He's going to make him earn the line. He got him with the body. Blocked the shot, but he got him with the body.
Stolkin commits his first foul. And Jake Hitrider on the line for Spirit Lake for two, and they finally make a free throw.
They missed four in a row there for a while until that free throw was made.
Walsh back in for Spirit Lake. Xavier shooting right at 50%, 9 out of 18. Spirit Lake 42%. They get two free throws. 2:53 to play. Mitch Berger will walk it up. Xavier up by six at 22-16. Berger stop and go move, takes it inside, and got fouled. A little hand check. Heitreiter picks up the foul. That's his second. Only the fifth team foul. Inbound to Jones. Up top, Berger fakes the three, driving a kick to the corner to Stolkin. Kreener came out on him and it didn't take the three.
This time.
Wisely. 2.5 to play here in the first half. Mims to Berger. Brown on him. Skip pass over the top to Stolkin. Again, Kreener coming out on him in the man-to-man. Xavier's taking about 30 seconds off the clock. Jones, pull-up jumper, rattled in and out, no. Left of the lane from 12. And the rebound to Spirit Lake. Heitritter into the corner. High lob pass. Brown's been quiet here since the first couple minutes. Here's Kreener. He'll put up the turnaround. Way long, no. And another body hit the deck, but Xavier with the basketball. Berger, pull up three, good, in midair.
Holy mackerel. Well, nobody else is shooting, he will. And he hit the three from the right wing in midair.
Berger's got 10 now. Pass tipped by Dykstra, comes down the Waltz. High pass, tipped away, stolen by Berger again. Mitch all the way down, layup, good.
Well, he's Mr. Excitement, isn't he? On the defensive end, transitioned into an offensive basket. And how about this? Xavier up 11 on the number three team in the state, Spirit Lake.
27-16, Saints up. Waltz starts to penetrate. Leaves it on the bounce up top, free throw line, Dykstra. Brown, a couple of jab steps, now steps back, can't get the three off. Heitreiter back over in the corner. Back to Brown, to Heitreiter. Jumper is good, and they gave him the three. I thought he had a toe in the line.
I did too. Can't do video review in high school, but he did, and both officials had that, so... Nonetheless, big shot that time for Spirit Lake.
Yeah, they really needed that. 27-19, and it looks like Xavier will go for the last shot.
Or try. 50 seconds, a long time to hold the basketball without a shot clock.
Berger out front. Heitreiter playing off of him, down to 38 seconds to play. No five-second count on yet. This is Pete Peterson, and he'll kick it over to Stolkin, now to Mims. Nims with 2 points so far.
Possession arrow favors Spirit Lake, just in case we need that.
This would be a big bucket if Xavier can get it here. 17 seconds. Back it comes to Berger now. Standing dribble out front. Schulte coming out to set the high screen. Down to 7 seconds. Berger on the drive. Bounce to the corner to Mims. Mims circles. Drives in. Double pump. Hanger good by the sophomore at the end of the first half of play.
And he kisses it off the glass, the boot. Strong move that time. He asked where Mims was. There he was. What a finish to end the half in Spirit Lake. Or rather, Xavier leading by 10 over number 3, Spirit Lake. And what a first half we saw.
Very good.
Because, you know, you look at the first quarter, Spirit Lake led 14-13. And what a second quarter it was for Xavier.
Saints with a jump of 16-5 there in the second quarter. We're at halftime. And our score from Wells Fargo Arena, Cedar Rapids Xavier 29, Spirit Lake 19. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union here on the gym.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together. With the quality in-home services comfort care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football schedule for the next two seasons was released. The Saints will play Iowa City Regina and Lynn Mar in non-district action in 2016 and 2017. District games will include Benton Community, Charles City, Decorah, Independence, Waverly Shellrock, Vinton, Shellsburg, and South Tama.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now, exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
Back with you, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Halftime, the Xavier Saints on top, 29-19 after a big 16-5 bulge in quarter number two. And Minster instant offense off the bench tonight with Mitch Berger. Good to have him back in the Xavier lineup.
12 points off the bench for Mitchell Berger. And I'll tell you what, 5 of 8 from the field, 1 of 3 from three-point range. Has 1 rebound, 1 assist, and I'll tell you what, I bet he's got 2 or 3 deflections that have resulted in turnovers. Points off turnovers, that young man's got, has caused 3 turnovers that resulted in 6 points that we know of in the first half. So playing very well for head coach Ryan Lersman and the Cedar Rapids Saints.
For Xavier, being led by Mitchell Berger in halftime, 5 field goals, 1 of those at 3, and a total of 12 points. 5 points apiece for Max Tekau and Ryan Stulkin, each have a 3-pointer. Matt Mims with 4, including the little kiss off the glass there before halftime. And then 3 points as well for Jackson Jones for the Xavier total of 29. For Spirit Lake, Billy Brown leading the way, but he had his first seven. He had his 7 points in the first 2.5 minutes of the game.
In the first quarter.
Yeah, the first quarter,
He's been held scoreless since then, yeah.
And the Saints have done a good job on him. 5 points for Jake Heitreiter off the bench. Frankie Ramos with 3, and Logan Backhouse and Ryan Kreener only 2 in the first half of play for the future Hawkeye.
Yeah, Kreener is looking at his number. He's 1 for 5 from the field, and you know he's missing some shots from the mid-range in the post. right around the elbow or just inside the elbow. He's missing those shots, hasn't gotten any rhythm, and that's a credit to Xavier and their defense.
Yeah, and I'm sure Spirit Lake is coming up with something in their locker room right now to get Kreener going down low.
Well, they're going to go to him. They have to. Obviously, he's our go-to guy. He and Billy Brown. Now, Billy was, as you mentioned, got 7 of his points in the first few minutes of the game, and then he's just been held scoreless since. Shooting percentage is Scott Xavier. Shot 54%, over 54% in the first half, 12 of 22 from the field. They were 4 of 9 from three-point range. For Spirit Lake, they were 6 of 14 from the field, 43%, 3 of 4 from three-point range, 75%. Free throws, Spirit Lake 4 out of 8. And Xavier just went the line once and made that, so they're 1 for 1. Turnovers, Spirit Lake with 9, and Xavier with 5. And rebounds, 10-9 edge, Spirit Lake. All in the first half. Largest lead was by Xavier with a minute 35 remaining in the half. They had an 11-point lead. Spirit Lake, the largest lead was back in the first quarter with a 5-point lead.
Some of the other stats, points in the paint. Xavier leading that. How about that over Ryan Kreener? 8-4. Second chance points, 5-0 Spirit Lake. Points off turnovers. Xavier 9-4 over Spirit Lake. And fast break. This is Mitch Berger, 8-0. That's
Unbelievable.
Him.
Unbelievable.
And the bench is 12-5 right now with Mitch Berger leading that. And Xavier right now with 5 turnovers at halftime. And they've got 9 turnovers so far here on Spirit Lake at the halftime. Only 5 assists and 9 turnovers for Spirit Lake. So that's going to make you behind by 10 at halftime.
It certainly will. You know, Spirit Lake had the 1-point lead at the end of the first quarter, 14-13. But Xavier outscoring Spirit Lake 16-5 in the second quarter. Hard to believe they were held to a two-point basket and a three-point basket, Spirit Lake, in that second quarter. But Xavier's defense has come up big, and it's been a lot to do with getting points off turnovers. And Mr. Offense and Defense, Mitch Berger, has been that spark off the bench for Xavier coming into tonight. And, you know, 12 points off the bench, you don't get that very often. I mean, the season average is 16.5, and he got 12. He didn't even start. So that just tells you what he brings to the table for the Saints.
Xavier leading at halftime, 29-19. Winner moves on to the 3A state semifinals coming up on Thursday night, opposite either Pella or Perry. And, of course, last year in the first round of the 3A state tournament, it was Pella and Xavier meeting.
That's right.
After they met in the semifinals of football, and Pella won the football, Xavier won the basketball game.
Yeah, they certainly did, and that'll be a great game. Pella, the number 2 seed at 22-1, Perry at 15-9, both from the Central Iowa area. Pella on the east side of Central Iowa and Perry on the west side of Central Iowa, and that'll be the game coming up after this one.
Perry, it's been a while since Perry has been here, I believe, in the state tournament.
Been a long while.
As well. We're going to step aside, take another 2-minute timeout, and we will come back with second half action from Des Moines as the Saints make their way back out on the court. They've got a 10-point lead at the break. Xavier, 29, and Spirit Lake, 19. Back after this here on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats, stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons, off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash, Mark Amadeo with you. Spirit Lake out very late here, Mark. They didn't even take any warm-up tosses. They're going right to the bench. So you knew they don't use the chalkboard anymore, but the whiteboard was going a mile a minute in that locker room.
Well, it had to be, and I know it's just a matter of for Spirit Lake to try to figure out where to put their athletes at. And for the most part, Xavier's had an answer for everything that happened, including Billy Brown, who got the first, I think, seven of the first 9 points for Spirit Lake to start the contest. He's been held scoreless since that time. So Coach Lurzman and the Xavier Saints have had an answer to everything thus far. But, you know, you play two halves here, and Xavier enjoying a 10-point lead, Scott.
Xavier leaving the huddle with Mims, Pekowski, Jones, Stolken, and Tekau. And for the Indians of Spirit Lake, it'll be backups in there along with Brown, Ramos, Smith, and Kreener. Each team with their starting fives. And Xavier will stay with the zone. It was very effective. Kreener, high arching jumper, short, and a rebound to Jones off the 15-footer.
Yeah, one and done is Spirit Lake. They go inside of the big guy.
Didn't post up that time, kind of in the mid-range jumper and left it short. Man-to-man still for Spirit Lake. Bukowski steps back, jumper for three, and he got it from the right corner. First points for Nolan Bukowski, but he's a good three-point shooter, his 24th of the year, and on the other end, Kreener answers with a two.
Yeah, they're going to go right to Kreener. That's the second possession for Spirit Lake, and they went right to him again.
He's got four. 50 seconds into the second half, and Xavier by 11 at 32-21. Bukowski turns on Ramos. Stutter dribble, takes him left. Pick and roll underneath the Tekau. Got cut off by Kreener. Gets it back to Bukowski. They overload the near side, and now Xavier will set it back up. Mims guarded by Backus. Takes him off the dribble. No look, backdoor pass to Tekau. Reverse layup, good. Caught Kreener flat-footed.
Kreener didn't know what to do. He saw him come down with the ball and did a reverse layup over him.
That's seven now for him, and a block on Bukowski is one quite set before Brown extended that arm. That's three on Nolan Bukowski. And here comes Mitch Berger right away.
Well, it's not who starts the game, it's who finishes it. And if this young man in Mitchell Berger finishes this game, I think Xavier's going to be punching the ticket to the semifinals if he keeps up the same momentum he had in the first half.
34-21, Xavier staying in the 2-3. Kreener doubled, and the weak side help takes it away by Jackson Jones. Mims lead pass to Berger, beat everybody back for the layup. Picks up where he left off.
He certainly did. Kreener tried to block the shot, and he couldn't do that either.
14 for Berger. Brown off the dribble, on the drive. Jump pass to Ramos, back up top to Smith. They reverse it down low in the right block. Kreener doubled, puts up the high-arching turnaround, hits side of the glass, and Mims the other way for Xavier. That time, Kreener just trying to force it up. Driving a kick out. Stolken, three-pointer, in and out, no, and the rebound to Brown.
The basket just spit that one out because it was halfway down.
That would have brought the house down. Inside, Kreener on the turnaround and got the roll. He gets that deep, you're not going to stop him.
Yeah, Tekau was down there, but he couldn't stop him.
36-23, 5:34 to play here in the game's third quarter. And Mims going to stand out front, just hold the ball, call out the play.
Yeah, they're going to a 1-4 set here. They got four players flat along the baseline.
Mims directing traffic, looking things over, and gets it over to Berger. Mitch on the stutter dribble. They double him up front, bounce pass to Tekau, into the lane, or Stolken to Tekau, and now we got a jump. And it will stay the Saints basketball.
Heitreiter back in the lineup for Spirit Lake as he'll replace Peyton Smith. So they immediately go to their bench.
5:10 remaining in the third. Inbound, Tekau fumbled it for a moment. Now Xavier will set it up. Jones to Mims, and he'll call out the play from Ryan Lurzman. Louie just standing over there, calling out the signals. Mims, stop and go move. Right hand floater. Ooh, in and out, no. And the rebound to Kreener.
Yeah, tried to put the little teardrop over the big guy, Kreener.
Brown the other way, all the way. Left a short on the layup with the right hand. And then Brown commits the foul, trying to get it back. And a little frustration Brown showing now.
Yeah, when shots don't go down, execution and offensive sets don't go down, you get a little frustrated. And we're seeing that a little bit out of this Spirit Lake team.
You know they're going to come at you with a run sometime in the second half.
And for Cedar Rapids, Xavier, they don't want to know when. They just know it's coming. Xavier's just going to keep taking it to them.
36-23, Berger at the left point. Backhouse on him. Step back jumper for three. Oh, an air ball that time, and Jones couldn't corral it. Out of bounds, and it will go to Spirit Lake.
Now, that wasn't in rhythm. I think Berger can hit that shot. He just wasn't in rhythm that time. I think Coach Lersman wants him to run the offense all the way through.
A little pressure this time. A little three-quarter court trap now put on by Xavier. Spirit Lake handles it. So we come up on the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. 36-23. Kreener in the high post. Turnaround 15-footer. Can't get the roll. And Stolken with a rebound. Quick outlet. Here comes Matt Mims into the front court for the Saints. Stolken quickly over to Jones. Pop up three. Curled out no. And the rebound to Kreener. Not going to get it away from him. Here goes Brown on the crossover. Trying to go coast to coast. Scoop layup good with the right hand. Leaning layup that time by Billy Brown.
Good transition by Spirit Lake. They beat Xavier down court.
Jones penetrates off the glass with it. No, too hard, and the rebound to Kreener. 36-25, Xavier by 11. 3:25 to play in the third. Ramos fakes a three up top to Brown. Right back to Ramos. Open three-pointer on the way and got it.
Yeah, Coach Lurza may have to come out of that 2-3 zone. They're not covering the corners. They need to get a timeout here.
Timeout, Xavier. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. With 3:09 to play here in quarter number three. And it's Xavier on top, 36-28 over Spirit Lake. Back in a minute, you're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
Lee's is doing their don't-do-it-yourself sale. We do have our other sales that come throughout the rest of the year, but nothing's quite like the Lee's sale. It's just the best carpet out there. I have it in my house, and I absolutely love it. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We do have five different 50% off carpets, as well as the rest of the entire Lee's line, 20 to 30% off. But then hard surface, we've got hardwood, we've got laminate, we've got LVT, we've got ceramic tile, porcelain tile, anywhere from 10 to 50% off. And when you figure there's homes that are looking at 1,000 square feet, that's big savings. There's no doubt about it. It saves you money in the long run if you work with a professional that does this every day. The Don't Do It Yourself sale is going on now through April 18th, 2016. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street, Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Timeout taken by Xavier, and off of it, they go to Mitch Berger in the corner. No substitutions for either team. Xavier will stay in there with Stolken. Berger on the dribble drive, knocked away from behind. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay St. Ball with 2:54 to play in quarter three.
I don't know if Coach Lersman just went to the timeout to give his team a break or if he went and changed his defense philosophy, because they've been in 2-3 zone, and Spirit Lake started to figure that out.
Inbound, a lob pass back to the corner. Jones fakes in the three. Back to Stolken now right of the circle. Berger penetrates, leaves it for Mims, and he caught it on the far sideline.
They caught it out of bounds right in front of the Xavier bench. Let's see what they line up in. Looks like they're going to stay zone.
36-28. With Xavier out in front, Spirit Lake right now showing some signs of life here. Xavier's going to stay in the zone. Still that 2-3 look. Heitritter, pass up top, tipped away by Mims and stolen. Lead pass to Berger, doesn't have the numbers, and now he'll hold it. Turnover number 11 for the Indians. Boy, Mims is really good anticipating passes.
He is, and then you mix a Berger in there. They both become a threat defensively. And that time, Spirit Lake entered the ball at the high post, and that's not where you want to enter the ball at it because you're facing Xavier defense.
Tech out back to Berger on the bounce. Over to Mims, now back up top. Tech out thought about the three. So we're going under 2 minutes to play. Berger, no-look pass. I like Xavier's patience here.
Well, they're taking time off the clock and trying to get themselves in their rhythm.
And you can do that with the 8-point lead right now.
And no shot clock. You bet you can.
Berger coming right off the high ball screen. Open for a moment, turned down the shot. Now he'll go on the drive all the way in. Shot blocked, though. Kreener came over and got it, and then they're going to get a foul. I think on Tekau.
Yeah, on the rebound, they're going to get a Tekau. Nice block by Kreener. It wasn't a goaltend. He got it before it hit the backboard. And nice anticipation by the big guy.
J.P. Walls comes in for Spirit Lake, the backup point guard. 90 seconds to play quarter number three as the Indians will walk it across the timeline. First game of the night session, stutter dribble. Ramos, who's hit a couple of threes in the game. Cross-court pass. Here's Brown. His three was blocked. It's loose underneath, picked up by Kreener, and he's going to dunk it home, and a chance of the three-point play.
And they get a foul on, I think, Skolkin. Let's see.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to call the foul on Skolkin, so Kreener an opportunity for an and-one.
Kreener stared him down, too, afterwards.
Yeah, that might be a little frustration, but, hey, Spirit Lake's not out of this. They're down six, and they've cut into this Xavier lead. The Saints were up by, what, 12, 13 points at one point here in the second half.
Free throw on the way, no good. And the rebound to Xavier as Spirit Lake emptied the lane that time. 36-30 in favor of Xavier. They've got the six-point lead.
Kreener 0 for 3 at the line tonight.
Xavier's not attacking like they were. We're going to have an offensive foul on an illegal screen.
Skolkin with the illegal screen. It's back-to-back fouls on him, and everything going south right now for Xavier.
Skolkin picks up his third, and Bryce Schulte checks in for Xavier. And Skolkin going to have to mount, and they took Tekau out. They're going to keep Skolkin in there with three to bang with Kreener. Little more girth to him than the defensive end than Tekau. 41 seconds to play. Walsh, drop pass inside. They double down on Kreener. Cross-court pass. Ramos is wide open for three and missed it. The rebound to Bryce Schulte. Dad Dwayne behind the Xavier bench over there trying to get a good look. I believe... over there with the
Dr. Schulte.
Dr. Schulte.
My son's orthopedic doctor.
And the his brother. And the Dowling Catholic doctor.
One's a doctor, one's a lawyer and football coach.
How about that? 7 seconds. Mims going for the last shot of the third quarter. Pull up and he got fouled on the shot.
Well, the Schultes are great people.
Yes, they are.
Can't speak highly enough about either one of them. The two brothers sitting together and trying to get the Saints to the semifinals, and that was a pretty good job by Mims. He's got the ball in the last quarter. Remember, he had the ball at the end of the half. Now he's got the ball at the end of the quarter with 4 seconds, and he drew the foul.
Good free throw shooter as well at 81%. Xavier shoots it at 69%. 4 seconds to play, and Mims can give Xavier the lead of 8. And he does. Got the roll on the second. He's got 6 in the game. Bukowski comes in. And looks like Berger will check out. A little pressure full court. I like this.
Yeah, 4 seconds left.
Kreener give and go. Brown will bring it up. Quickly into the corner. Walls an open look for three, and he missed it. That was a good play.
Oh, it's a great play. Went right down the right side of the floor and got a corner three that was overshot.
38-30 Xavier after three. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys State Tournament Basketball on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Konectow, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Xavier gathered around head coach Ryan Lersman as the Saints 8 minutes away from moving on to the semifinals. They lead it 38-30 here. Low scoring game for these two teams, really.
Doesn't surprise me, especially when you come down the tournament. Xavier comes in averaging 64 points in offense, give up 58 in defense, and Spirit Lake averages 74 points in offense and gives us up under 50 points on defense, but different night, different game. First round of the state tournament in Class 3A, and these guys are going at it. That quarter, Cedar Rapids Xavier was outscored 11-9 by Spirit Lake.
Xavier comes out with Berger, Mims, Stolken, Tekau, and Jones, starting five. And for Spirit Lake, Heitenreiter in there along with Brown, Kariner, Logan Backhouse, and Frankie Ramos. The five for the Indians. Xavier will stay in the 2-3 zone. It's worked for the most part very well. Ramos plays catch with Brown outside the golden arc right side. They reverse it over to Heitreiter. Now to Brown on the penetration. Big shout to Kariner. They've got him way outside in the corner right now. Now they get him back inside. Played a half a minute here in the fourth quarter. Brown on the fake, on the drive, doubled. Kicks it cross court. Heitreiter, jump stop in the lane, almost stolen away by Mims, but Brown gets it back, drives in, leaner, good. Cost the Saints two by not corralling that loose ball.
That's what he did. Stolken almost had the block at the end, but nice shot that time by Spirit Lake.
38-32, winner moves on to the semifinals. Berger with Backhouse on him. Nearest corner, short side, Jones spinning. Gets doubled, picks up the ball, looking for some help. Dangerous pass up top. Now they bounce it down low. Give it to Tekau. A little leaner with the right hand, won't go. Had a great look from about five and just wouldn't go. Brown the other way. Back to Kariner. Pull up three. Way short. And a rebound to Mims. Outlet to Berger. And Berger's going to pop for three and got it.
Holy mackerel. How does he do that in transition, Scott? Right in front of his coach, Lersman.
And over Kariner.
I know that.
17 for Mitch Berger. Skip pass over the top to Ramos. Xavier up by nine now, 41-32. That was a huge three.
Unbelievable, and I didn't think he was going to take it.
Diagonal pass to the corner. Brown three-pointer way off, but Kariner, the rebound fouled by Tekau.
Yeah, Max decided to challenge Kariner on that weak side rebound to the left side.
But Kariner's 0 for 3 from the free throw line.
Might not be too bad of a foul for a guy who's supposed to be shooting 73%, going to the University of Iowa next year, not having the best night here at the state tournament.
4 for 12 in the game and finally got a free throw to go. Bryce Schulte back in for the Saints, and Tekau is going to check out with three fouls. 41-33. Xavier shooting 49%, 16-33. Spirit Lake 41%. 12 of 29 as Kariner circles it in. No pressure put on by the Indians. Pretty good respect for the sophomore, Matt Mims. Xavier with the ball, 7-point lead. Schulte hands it back to Berger. A little shake and bake move up top, can't do anything with it. Bounce over to the far corner now to Schulte. Not a big offensive threat, and Kariner comes out on him. Picks it up, looking for some help, and gets it over to Mims in the corner, and we're going to get a push and a bailout. I thought Ryan Lersman might get a foul or a timeout called.
Yeah, that's a spot you don't want the ball because you're going to get double teamed. There's two places in the court. There's one, and the other one's at half court. You don't want to be stopped and pick up your dribble there.
Of course, both the Dwayne Schulte sons on the tournament roster. Quinn, a freshman, is on the roster as well. Jump pass up top to Schulte. Over to Berger, outside the arc. Drives through a double team. Kick to Jones in the corner for three. No good. Rebound Brown. He'll push it ahead. Diagonal pass stolen out of midair by Mims, and then a foul on Kreener trying to get it back. You talk about hands.
Mims has the quickest hands, and Berger's right behind him at number two. Those two guys have really caused a lot of problems for Spirit Lake tonight, as they have all year.
Should be the second on Kreener. Fourth team foul.
12th turnover, or rather the 8th turnover for Spirit Lake. 11 turnovers for Xavier tonight thus far.
41-34 Saints, 5:10 to play here in the ballgame. Xavier with the basketball. Berger out front, Backhouse off the clear out. Berger drives in and knocked away from behind. That's quick hands.
Yeah, that was Backhouse with the strip.
Turnover number 8 for the Saints. Under 5 to play. Xavier nursing a 7-point lead as Bukowski's going to get set to come back in. From the corner, Brown 3, no. Spirit Lake so far, 4 out of 11 from 3-point land.
And they're not settling for 3, Scott, instead of pounding inside with their big guys. That's what's disappointing, and I'm sure that's what their coach is going to talk about as Coach Lursman takes time out for the Xavier Saints.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here for this one with 4:38 to play and Xavier up by 7. Saints have led by as many as 15. Spirit Lake led early by 5. And Xavier came back. It was a 14-13 game after the first quarter. Spirit Lake out in front. But Xavier went on a 13-3 run. And they led by 10 at halftime. Led by 8 at the end of quarter number 3. Tomorrow night, more basketball. It's the late night edition. Brent Balbinot will be here tomorrow night for Steve Bergman and Iowa City West in action against Des Moines Hoover. You talk about the irresistible force against the immovable object in that one.
You guys are doing your scatter reports. We play basketball here in Central Iowa. We might need a shot clock or time or two with Des Moines Hoover.
Courtney Henderson played the run and gun at Waterloo East, and now he won't shoot it in 2 minutes. So I don't know what happened.
He had a game this year that went 31-26, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it. Schulte twirling out front. Xavier really spreading the court here. Nolan Bukowski back in the game. Goes crossover. Schulte at the free throw line. Back to Berger. Penetrates on the drive. Kick to the corner. Back it comes to Schulte. Back to Berger. Open three in the corner. Ring it up for Berger.
Boy, he is something else to watch. Plays with a lot of heart. Now that has given Xavier a 10-point lead.
20 for Berger. Ramos drives, kicks across court. Heitreiter, 3, and he answers. And now a timeout, Spirit Lake.
30-second timeout called. Just going to say, look at the foul situations. 5 team fouls on Xavier, 4 on Spirit Lake. So they got a few fouls to give if they're going to start putting Xavier at the free throw line.
Heitreiter, and he's kept Spirit Lake close with 8 points off the bench.
He's done a nice job. 6'1 senior, averaging 5.5 points. And he has. That's his made 12 threes on the season. And he made one right there to cut the lead to 7.
44-37. And Xavier will have the basketball. And I think we're going to see some Spirit Lake pressure now in the backcourt. And they are lining it up.
Yeah, they're extending the floor now. They're going to play the whole 94 feet.
Xavier's a tough team to press, though.
We're going to find out.
With 2 point guards, in essence, back there. Mims on the give and go to Bukowski. Now they got a 3-on-2 break. Bounce pass right side. Going for the dunk and fouled with Stolka.
Stolka tried to slam it home, and Kreener said, no way.
He stopped the 2. And that will be the 5th team foul on Spirit Lake.
Stolka to the free throw line. A 61% free throw shooter on the year, Scott. Makes the first.
He's got 6 points on the evening. He'll have one more.
Now, you mentioned about Xavier and Preston Xavier. You can see why. I don't even think Berger touched the ball.
Nope.
He didn't have to.
Not many teams in the MVC this year press Xavier, and you can kind of see why.
I'm impressed with Mims and Berger. They will defend the heck out of you, and they're so cat quick.
Senior Stolken, second, up, right through. Swished them both. At 7 now. Now a little Xavier pressure. A little diamond in 1 3-quarter. Heitreiter in the backcourt. Gets it up ahead to Kreener. Kick to the corner. Open high arching 3. Back iron no good. And Berger fouled by Ramos.
Fouled the wrong guy. Fouled Berger. It'll be out of bounds. That'll be the 16th foul.
Yep. Next one will put Xavier in the bonus.
He'll be shooting the rest of the way. 3.5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter.
Press coming in again. Mims in the backcourt. Gets it over to Berger. Long pass up court. Pekau will just hold it right there. Trying to find a teammate to get it to. And here's a pocket pick. Stolen away. Backhouse. He leads it 2-on-1 all the way in the drive. Got the layup.
Nice move by Backhouse. You see his leadership. Quarterback of the football teams. Got the steal there against Butkowski.
Quick foul in the backcourt on Spirit Lake on the pressure. And they're going to get Billy Brown, and that's the 1-and-1. Third foul on Brown, team foul number 7. And Nolan Butkowski on the line. 57%. He's going to have a 1-and-1. He had a big three to start the second half here.
It'll come down to free throws. Final 3 minutes here, Scott.
Senior puts it up and rattled it in. Xavier, dare I say, 6 of 6 tonight as a team. Going to test it out.
Couldn't you save it till after he made his second free throw?
I'm confident. 4 on the night for Butkowski. Yep, there it is. But Berger trying to chase down the rebound. It's out of bounds, and it'll be Spirit Lake ball. Well, I'm sorry, Saint fans. That one's on me.
Yes, it is. Jackson Jones checks into the Xavier lineup, and he'll replace Butkowski.
8-point lead for Xavier. 3 minutes to play here in this 3A state quarterfinal. Brown at the center circle. Xavier extending that 2-3. Extending the top half. They get it inside to Kreener. Hook, no, but he drew the foul, and Tekau going to get called for a little tap.
He got him on the arm. It may not have been a foul most of the year, but it is during the state tournament. Is that Tekau's fifth foul?
Well, they had him with, I had him with only.
That's 5. Yeah. He's got to check out.
Well, Tekau with 5 in the official book.
Yeah, that is his fifth foul, Scott. To a foul out with 7 points.
With 2:50 to play, and Xavier loses one of their bigs.
Wow.
Kreener on the line for 2 and gets the first one. High school basketball tonight presented by First Federal Credit Union. One more, trying to pull Spirit Lake back within 6. With 2:50 to play. Free throw number 2 up and in. And here comes the pressure. Butkowski to Mims. They lob it up ahead to Berger. Beats the pressure. They got a 3-on-2. Berger all the way down. Layup blocked out of there by Kreener. Took it right at him. Here comes Spirit Lake with Brown the other way. Coast to coast. Flyer up. No. And the rebound to Stolken. And he got grabbed from behind.
Yeah, Backhouse grabbed him. And they'll go to the free throw line for a 1-and-1.
You got to love the spirit and enthusiasm of Mitch Berger, but
that was not the time.
That was not the time to take it to Kreener.
No, that's time to take it all the way down and then pull it out. Just do a big circle, come out, and come right in front of us. Say hi to Scott Unash, folks back in Cedar Rapids, and then pull it out and run some clock.
Bryce Schulte back in for Nolan Bukowski. 1-and-1 coming up here, and the free throw good for Stolken. Makes it 48-41, Saints. Second one, that's going to be good. Got the friendly roll. That was going to be short. Shooter's touch. Three-quarter court, 2-2-1 pressure. They'll try to trap out of it. Berger comes over. Trying to force them to use some time here. Brown to Ramos, back to Backhouse. On the drive, takes a free throw line, pass to the corner, and there's Mims again with those quick hands, tipping it out of bounds.
Got a hand on the ball, tipped it out of bounds right in front of the Spirit Lake bench with 2:21 remaining.
Pete Peterson to administer the ball. Looking, and they get it into Brown. Coming off the screen, pops for 3, no, and the rebound to Xavier. Mims, lob pass. Now they go up the far sideline to Jones, and the sophomore will hold it there, still holding it, and gets it to Mims. Now he's trapped in the corner and works his way out of there. Down under 2 minutes to play.
Good ball move by Xavier, just keeping the ball up, playing keep away here.
Now, as foul called, as Brown fouls Berger, now it will be layups only for Xavier.
Well, that's probably been in effect for a while. Minute 51 remaining. Xavier up 8. And that is, team fouls at number 9?
Number 9.
So 1-1 here for Berger. Mitchell Berger, a 72% free throw shooter. Got to make the first to get to the second.
Final one and bonus coming up for Xavier. Berger on the line. It's up and got the roll. 21 off the bench for Mitch Berger. Been a terrific game tonight for the senior. Bends his knees, put it up right through. He's got 22, minute 50 to play. Xavier again, a little token pressure, a little backwards defense. My colleague Phil Dunn likes to say, probably tuning in here tonight. Trainer cross court, backhouse for 3. That's front iron, no. Rebound Stolkin. And now he's fouled. And that's 10. That's the double bonus. And Brown, I think, just fouled out.
Oh, if that's his, if that foul's on him, I think he did. They're updating the.
Yeah, he's out. Fifth foul. Xavier held him to 11 tonight.
Yep, 11 points. He was 4 of 14 shooting, 1 for 6 from three-point range. It was perfect at the line, 2 for 2, and 6 rebounds before fouling out.
Stolkin misses the first, but it's a two-shot situation.
Well, Anamosa's going to get you back here, and Scott, you're going to come back here to watch the Saints from Cedar Rapids Xavier play in the semifinals. Welcome back to Central Iowa, Scott Unash. How about that?
I'm not putting it in the win column yet.
Oh, I am.
52-41, 11-point lead with a minute 28 to play. Heitreiter in the stop-and-go move, driving right of the paint, cut off by Mims. Back up top, here's Backhouse. 3, blocked there by Stolkin. Comes down to Mims and a foul.
That's the dagger.
What a block there. The Xavier height bothered Spirit Lake.
Their length played a big part of tonight's game. Length and they were not to be denied. It's going to be a tough loss for Spirit Lake. They've came so far and had a lot of expectations. You got a couple of D1 players on that team, Billy Brown and Ryan Kreener. Brown going to North Dakota, Kreener going to Iowa. And boy, that's a team that you can anchor and take a long way, but they're going to finish their season at 21-4 and a number 3 ranking. The Xavier Saints, who've endured a couple of things this year, Scott. They lost 6 in a row after winning 11 of 12, are going to the semifinals.
53-41, high lob pass, tipped, stolen away. Butkowski tipped it, healthy, stole it. That's turnover number 13. Berger into the front court and fouled by Ramos with a minute 5 to play. And right back to the line will be Berger. Ramos picks up his 4th foul. And Mitch Berger, not a whole lot more you can say. This is the free throw. Just a great addition to the Xavier team tonight.
Unbelievable. 22 points, missed both free throws. 3 of 6 from three-point range. And numerous points off turnovers, at least 6 points off of turnovers.
Ramos, Kreener fakes the 3. Now we'll put up the 3 and got it right of the key. Timeout, Spirit Lake. And we'll take a timeout as well with 50 seconds to play here in the ball game as Xavier leads it 53-44. Back in a minute, you're listening to State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you here in Des Moines. Xavier trying to polish off this victory over Spirit Lake. The 10th-rated Saints with Jones in the front court trying to kick it outside on the pass, on the bounce, and it was literally kicked by Peyton Smith, and it'll be Xavier to inbound. Looks like a pair of games coming your way on Thursday. One in the afternoon and one at night. There's a foul called. They'll both be on the FMs because we'll have Iowa State basketball on Thursday night as well. As the foul going to be on Peyton Smith. So we'll have Anamosa coming up at 3:30 on Thursday afternoon. And then the Xavier Saints that night. TJ Walls in for Smith. 38 seconds to play. We'll have the postgame show coming up for you. As free throw number two, good for Berger. He's got 23. Up court quickly. Bounce to the corner. Open three on the way. That's short, no good. Rebound Mims on the weak side. And triple team taken away. Over to Kreener. He'll turn and fire the three and got it. He's got a nice touch from the perimeter.
Another timeout called by Spirit Lake. It is a nice touch he has.
Now keep in mind, Hawk fans, big guys take a little longer to develop their interior moves. Kreener's got the outside game. He's got a nice touch. He's going to end up with 18. I'm going to say it's quiet 18 tonight. He had a couple of threes at the end. But he's going to be a good addition for Fran McCaffrey.
I think so. He's going to put on some strength. He needs to get his upper body strength in check. Like his versatility. Had an off-night shooting here. But we've seen that 7-foot, 1-inch center several years ago, about 4 years ago, playing the state tournament for Sioux City East, who's now playing for Iowa.
Doing pretty well.
You know, he's kind of kind of one of those guys that Mr. Hustle for a 7-footer, they do take longer. So, yeah, who knows?
23.8 seconds remaining. And it's going to be Xavier to inbound. Jackson Jones will do so in backcourt. Xavier's got everybody in the front or in the backcourt here. I wouldn't be surprised somebody goes long, and there it is. Long up court pass to Stolken. Look out below, and he caps it off with a two-hand slam.
Well, they went to the fly pattern that time, Scott.
And Stolken comes up with a turnover. 9 seconds to play. Underneath the Berger. Hangs puts it up. No, and drew the foul with 6 seconds to go.
They had everybody down on the half court, and they sent one guy out of Coach Schulte's playbook on the football field on a fly pattern. He jammed it home.
7-1, Bryce throwing it.
That's true.
Berger misses the free throw.
I think he's missed three in a row here. Is that right?
Dykstra's going to come in, and Spirit Lake's going to get some seniors in. Tyler Olson will come in.
Now the fans start begging for their favorite player.
Blake Whitten.
That's the guy.
Usually is about seventh or eighth guy. He'll come in tonight. Reese Hotocker will come in for Xavier. Michael Fettkather will come in as well for the Saints.
And Spencer Dempwolf.
Yep.
Number 20 also in there.
For Xavier.
6 seconds remaining, and Pete Peterson at the scorer's table and trying to get that last Spirit Lake young man in there, Zach Dykstra.
Let him in, Pete.
Somebody's got to come out.
Yeah, there's six out there, five out there.
They're going to get the big guy out. Andrew Seaman's going to have to check out number 45.
He said, I just got in.
It's all administrative stuff.
Max Johnson's going to come in if Berger can hit the free throw. One more, and it's up and good. There comes Max Johnson. And now there's six out here for Spirit Lake.
Play with six.
Now they got five. All right, Pete says, all right, we're good to go. There are still six out there.
No, there can't be.
Yes.
Somebody's got to come off now. Christensen's going to come off. or check that Mitchell Fetkether will come off. I'm sorry. No, I was Christensen. Nick Christensen has to come off for Spirit Lake. He did.
Inbound, 3 seconds to play. What a win for Xavier. As a layup, no good. Saints win it. Xavier 58 and Spirit Lake 47. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back with the postgame from Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Right after this, you're listening to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football schedule for the next two seasons was released. The Saints will play Iowa City, Regina, and Lynn Mar in non-district action in 2016 and 2017. District games will include Benton Community, Charles City, Decorah, Independence, Waverly Shellrock, Vinton, Shellsburg, and South Tama.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at the Boys State Basketball Tournament as Xavier Saints advance with a 58-47 victory over the Spirit Lake Indians. As Xavier now ups their record to 17-8 on the year, and a good Spirit Lake team drops and ends their season at 21-4. Saints now will take on either Pella or Perry at 8:15 on Thursday night here at the Well. And Pella's the favorite in the next game, obviously, but you got to play them. There have been a lot of lower seeds beating higher seeds so far in the state tournament.
Yeah, that's certainly true. We've seen that tonight. Pella with a record of 22-1 coming in. Perry at 15-9. And what a year it's been for Xavier. They win it tonight after, it's been quite a season for them. They won 11 of the first 12. Dowling handed them their only loss in that stretch. And then they lost six in a row and come back and won their three sub-state games, defeating Williamsburg, Clear Creek, Command, and Mount Pleasant, and now defeating the number three seed, Spirit Lake, here tonight, Scott Unash. So it's been quite a year for Coach Ryan Lersman and the Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints. They're going to move on to the semifinals, and that'll keep you in town here an extra day.
There you go. Love that. And tell you what, they did a good job in neutralizing Kreener.
They did.
They really stopped Billy Brown. Now, they gave up some shots to some of the X-Factor people, like the Ramoses and people like that. They did keep Spirit Lake into the ball game, but for the most part, they did a great job in the big two for the Indians.
Well, they certainly did. They neutralized Billy Brown and Kreener, and then they got a lot of extra help from their bench, and obviously Mitchell Berger coming off the bench. He and Bryce Schulte played extraordinaire, and they're going to have to do that as they advance in the tournament. You know, they knock off a Spirit Lake team who came in with a record of 21-3, ranked number three in Class 3A. They'd won nine in a row before the loss tonight. Their last loss was to at Western Christian Hall back on January 22nd. So there's a team that's went over a month without a loss, and they railroaded and stopped right in their tracks, the Spirit Lake team, who was a favorite to go on to the finals in this class, and that certainly won't happen with the Xavier win.
Saints win it, 58-47. Final scoring looks like this for the victorious Saints of Cedar Rapids Xavier. Two in double figures, led by Mitch Berger tonight. Coming off the bench after missing the last two games, ended up with 25 points in this one tonight. 12 in the first half, 13 in the second half, and he was a spark plug, to say the least, for Xavier. Ryan Stulkin had a terrific game, capped off by a tremendous two-hand dunk. He gets 12 points in the victory. Seven apiece for Matt Mims. But, boy, how many basketballs did he get his hands on tonight at the top of that 2-3 zone? He was just he was outstanding.
Mims and when Berger got in there, they were deflecting everything, and they tried to enter the high post, Scott. That was not the place for Spirit Lake to enter the ball, and that's what they were trying to get it to. And they were just deflecting everything and getting back and hustling back in transition.
Max Tekau ended up with 7 before fouling out. 4 for Nolan Pukowski, and Jackson Jones had 3 in the game for Xavier, and their total of 58. For Spirit Lake, 2 in double figures, led by the future Hawkeye Ryan Kreener, ended up with 18 points, 16 of those coming in the second half. He had only 2 there at halftime. Billy Brown, headed to North Dakota next year, ends his terrific career with a total of 11 points. Jake Heitreiter off the bench and had 8, including a pair of 3-point goals. Frankie Ramos had 6, and Logan Backus had 4 for Spirit Lake. Bench scoring was 24-8 in the game in favor of Mitch Berger. 25-8 in favor of Mitch Berger over Heitreiter in this game. They had their own little one-on-one battle, I think, in this one here tonight. Turnovers unofficially, I've got Xavier with 10 and Spirit Lake with 14, and we'll get the official stats when they make their way to Press Row coming up here, which should be shortly as we watch Pellin Perry out there going at it. You got him?
Yeah, I do. Rebounding edge, Xavier with a 24-23 edge in the rebounds. Free throws, Xavier was 15 of 21, 71%, and Spirit Lake 8 of 13, 61%. Xavier shot 48%. They were 18 of 37 for the night. Spirit Lake 16 of 41, Scott, 39% shooting from the field. Both teams made 7 three-pointers. Xavier was 7 of 16 for 44%, and Spirit Lake 7 of 19 for 37%. And that's kind of the tale of the tape. We mentioned turnovers, 14 for Spirit Lake, 10 for Xavier. And the Spirit Lake turnovers increased when Mitchell Berger got into the contest late in the first quarter.
Yeah, we'll get you some of the other stats coming up. Here's Pella and Perry are out in front of us to wrap up Class 3A here this evening as they go at it here. And we'll get that here in just a moment.
All right, well, Scott, it's been a pleasure. I got to run up and get the Dowling coach for tomorrow's game.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
Well, best of luck to Xavier. Best of luck to Anamosa. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get Scott Unas back in Central Iowa on Thursday and Friday. Looking forward to it.
Isn't that great?
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Mark Amadeo joining me throughout the day here on KGYM as helping us out here to bring you Eastern Iowa and Corridor basketball here. We're going to get the final stats coming up here. We'll give you a few more here before we set sail here from Des Moines. The points in the paint tied at 14. And with Kreener, that's a win, I think, tonight for Xavier. Points off turnovers, Xavier at 12, Spirit Lake with 9. Second chance points, 9-0 Spirit Lake, but fast break points. Xavier got that 15-2 and 25-8 on the bench points in this one here this evening. Xavier with 13 assists, 10 turnovers, and 11 steals in the ballgame. And for Spirit Lake, 12 assists to 14 turnovers in the ballgame. So Xavier's floor game was exemplary in this one here tonight. So we'll be back with you coming up on Thursday afternoon right back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And we will be on the air at 3:30 on Thursday with Anamosa and Western Christian of Hull in a 2A state semifinal, and then back with you on Thursday night as the Saints will take on the winner of the Pella Perry game, and that will be at 8 o'clock coming up on Thursday night. Again, both those games will be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. That's about going to wrap things up here from the Boys State Tournament for 3 games on this Tuesday. Thanks to everybody out there for tuning into the broadcast. Thanks also to our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. And, of course, thanks to you, the listener out there, for dialing us in here on this Tuesday night. For Mark Amadeo, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. And the final score of this Class 3A state quarterfinal, it was number 10, Cedar Rapids Xavier over number 3, Spirit Lake, 58-47.